get him. There he is.
Careful, Rad, I told him.
Hello, sir. Good morning. Oh, my Lady Alex just triggered. Well done.
Good morning. On this day in 1890,
yep.
You're kind of low.
We can just hear you, just about. You're kind of a little bit low, but you're there.
She also wrote six novels under a pseudonym. Even her most ardent fans struggle to recognise who done them.
Right, here we go. Sorry, my Lady Alex was messing about. So I said, hello, sir, and it missing. It sort of said the A word, and yeah. It falls triggered. Stupid thing.
Yeah.
I hate it when it does that. That's twice today it's done it. It's getting worse at doing that again, I've noticed.
Let's tell you.
Now, they just... But it's happened a lot this last week, though, at Jess's. It was doing the same thing. Their ADA, their Alex's were doing it as well. It's. I think it's just...
The A word.
I think it's getting worse because it didn't used to be as bad as this. And that's got really bad at false triggering, to be honest.
It's a AI device, who knows?
So what is the deal, Aaron, with what's happening with your machine? What are we working with today, sir?
I think he's working on his
trying to fix the microphone.
Okay.
Is that better?
Oh, we're getting there, yep. That's better.
Yeah, I'm using my desktop microphone, the one I was using for studio, because I unplugged my headphones because I was listening to church online, and church just got over when Nikki messaged me, so I was listening to church on the speaker. So
nice.
I don't have the headphones plugged in right now, so I don't know if you just want to do it this way, or you want me to come on my phone.
This is working well enough. You sound okay, so.
Okay.
Care, we've got a tiny bit of feedback through. That's fine. It's not like there's loads of us here, so I don't really care.
I can
really
call my phone if it's too much.
No, I don't care about it. Some people get a bit funny with it, but you know, I don't care. There's only three of us, so it's not like it's like a whole group where it could get really meh. But
exactly.
Okay. If there's a massive team of us in this room, then it may be different. But as it's not.
Speaker a little bit, so that helps. There we go.
Look, we sorted it.
There you go. Yeah, I had the speaker up too high.
As sorted as we can, anyway. That's better than nothing.
Yeah. I was wondering. I got Jaws on this machine, so I was wanting to use the Jaws scripts for Studio. I didn't know where to get them. I didn't know how to get them.
HartGenConsultancy.org.
Yeah, you have to pay for JAWS scripts.
If you've already bought them, you just can download them. When you use your JAWS serial number, it'll pull it through. But if you haven't, you'll have to buy them.
Oh, okay. I'll just stick with
if you already have the, if you've already had them before.
No, I don't. No, I didn't.
Then it would pull. Right, yeah. You'd have to buy them then in that case.
Yeah, you gotta buy them. And what's he charging now? £40 a year for them?
Something like that. Because I'm not getting enough money, and I want to be a rich bastard.
To US dollars.
$52. Ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, well, no, that's why I didn't.
I'm not a rich man anymore because nobody wants my equipment. So I have to charge for my scripts. Oh, yes. And by the way, it's £40,000 a day.
That's how Brian talks.
He literally talks that way. He'll go, hello, this is Brian. He's horrible.
Wow.
In fact, who was it who wanted to buy Studio off of him? And they wouldn't sell it to him. James wanted to buy a studio off of him, and because he wasn't buying Brian's scripts, and Brian's just no business here then. So he just really bad business management.
James
he wouldn't
use
sell
Jaws.
Him. Excellent. Morrison out for delivery and has all items available. That is good because I need some of that shower cleaning shit for my drains, which I don't need it right now, but I have some in stock, so that's good. Right, let me have a look. Let me have a look and see which bloody driver I've got today. Hope it's not Eevee. It better not be. I don't need one of them today. Not after the bloody mess I had last night. Jeepers. Please don't be Eevee. Please do not be Eevee. I do not want you to be Eevee. Oh, it's Mohammed. I haven't had him. He might be alright. Actually, I might have had Mohammed. Oh, it's one stop away. 5km. That's Mohammed. I don't know if I know him. It's not EB. Actually, I think I've had Mohammed once, and he was all right. He's a delivery driver that's a bit of a pain in the ass. Basically, when he delivers my stuff, he goes, he'll come, and he'll go, like, if I've ordered, like, cider and stuff, I go, I want your date of birth. So then I give him that, and then he just literally will just dump the bags outside my door. He won't even bring them in. And they're supposed to. I've given them instructions to put the bags inside my door so I can see them and find them. But he does not, ever.
Wow.
He just never does it. I've told him time and time again, and he will never do it. He just never does it. But now, I wouldn't, if unless you wanted to buy the scripts for Jaws, I would say use NVDA, because NVDA's functionality is just as good.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly. Saves you a bit of cash-a-roo, and cash is tight these days.
Yeah. I didn't know, if you could help me fix studio to do the carts thing.
Yeah, we can fix some carts. What carts are you trying to use, and what?
I don't really know how to use the carts. I heard Danielle use the carts, Ferguson, but I don't know how to use the carts, really.
Okay, they're not too bad, like, so...
It seems like it's easier for her to use the cart, so I figured I'd...
They're good for things like promos and things like that.
Could I use it for the thanks
for listening? Put up your NVDA remote. Huh?
Can I use it for, like, the, Could I use it for, like, the, For like the thanks for listening.
Yeah, if you wanted to dedicate a cart to that, you could totally do that.
Okay.
You can dedicate cart buttons to. You can fire off with a cart button whatever you want. So say if you wanted promos on, promos on number one, World's Awakening jingles, stingers on number two, request jingles on say I'm using F1 through F4 here. You could set them up whichever you want. So I. You maybe put promos on F1, World's Awakening like little jingles on F2, request jingles maybe on F3, and the thanks for listening maybe on F4.
Okay.
And then all you need to do when you need one of them things, you just hit. Well, actually, what I would do is I'd move thanks for listening across maybe to F6, so it's out of the way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay.
That way, then, you don't accidentally clip it when you're hitting the other buttons.
Okay.
So I would, you could have...
High clock.
That is the clock that's in Chillingham. I just realised.
Yes.
That's the clock they've got in Chillingham, that is. Oh, that's funny. I just realised where that's come from. That's actually cool.
Now?
Yeah, I just put studio in. I'm on the NVDA remote server. I've actually been in with James. So it's still connected at this end, so you can just take it over. Beep, boop, boop. There it goes.
Am I hearing two speeches?
Right.
I could...
No, it's fine. Mine's going to overrule yours anyway. Mine's going to be louder, so it's fine.
Okay.
Yours isn't that bad. It's slightly there, but at least I can tell that I've got it. When I'm going to do a time check on it now. So when I do this, I should. 9:16 a.m. Yep. Twice, that's good. It's not going to put me off because of that. It's actually useful because I know. Right. Right, let me just go. Right. Right, let's open that up. See, I didn't get that bit. That's interesting. Oh, there it goes. Pain. There we go. Boom. Right.
Pain.
So. Oh, it is a pain. I know it is. Studio is definitely a pain. Right. So. Your cart buttons are editable. And in order to get to that, you'll do control. You, excuse me. I don't know how that got there. If I do control T, it should. Should say. Hey, it should say cart edit on. Hey! That's not it. Try doing control T, Aaron, and see if you can get it, because I can't get cart edit on.
Nope.
No! What the f... What in the name of food? Oh, hang on. Control T is not...
What the bloody hell?
I don't know. It's done it for that, but I had to do it through the menu. I should be able to... That's weird. Hang on, let's just come out of that for a second. Do that. No, it's stuck in cart... The cart edit button's not working. Oh, well, I've got it in cart edit mode anyway. You do it through the main cast menu. So I pressed F1. And it's brought up a cart properties, so it says play mode edit F1. That is the name of the cart that you're gonna use. So we'll call it promos. We'll call it promo cart, right? That's when you press it, it'll say promo cart, which one you pressed, because each can be assigned a name. You do that. And that will randomize the promos in the cart button. So you can, what you can do with carts is you can set them up in such a way that they will play one shot, like one thing. So that cart will be dedicated to a specific jingle, or you can do what we're doing with this. So each press of the button will result in a different thing happening. In this case, promos, it'll play a random promo out of the promo pool that we have,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want it to do. That is, if you were to use them as a music bed, it would do its thing, and it would drop, it would know that it was that, and it would fade down the player. In fact, it does anyway, so I don't know why that's even there, but it's to tell it what type of cart it is. When I do a cart like a promo, I'll often turn my mic off first and then hit the cart to make it play at full volume. Otherwise, it'll play at a lower volume if your mic's on.
Okay.
Because the way that the mic dips the mic down. Fade main player. So if you put a cart, if you put a jingle over a song, it'll drop the main player while the little cart jingle plays and then bring it back up.
Mm-hmm.
So like, say if you start a song and it's got a long intro and you hit F2, it might go, World's Awakening Radio. Playing the best music, and then it'll bring the cart back up. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. you can use it to do that. I always leave that switched on. Commercial, we don't mess with that. It's just to counter it as an advert. If you had like an advert cart, you could use that as a commercial thing to get your to get that done. Let's see. Load files from folder. This is what we need to turn on. So what we do with this, we turn that on. What that will do is permit us to pull the promos folder from Dropbox, which is what we're going to do now. So play mode, individual tracks or all tracks. You want that one. You don't want it to do all tracks. If you hit that cart, it'll just play through every single promo. You don't want it doing that. But each press of that will play a different promo. If you had, say, music beds, you could set that to all tracks. And if you just press the music bed once, play a music bed and then it'll play the next one, the next one, the next one. If there were short ones, it would just keep doing it until you pressed S or E or whichever mm-hmm. one it is to get the cart away.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's E. and that will get rid of it. So we're not going to be messing with them unless you want to go that way eventually, but for now, you don't need to worry about some of that. But these, I'm just showing you the options and explaining to you what they do, because there's a few. Don't need to worry about that. That's a visual thing. We don't mess with that. What's the color? I don't know what a color is. Some visual thing that I have no idea what they are. That button there is a browse button. Hey! Oh, it does that. I forgot. It's on data D, isn't it, your Dropbox?
No, it's on my book drive.
Right, okay, there it is. So you just click onto that piece. That's what we want, is that one. So that way, just do that. So now, if you strike F1, watch what it do. It should play a promo. Yeah, see? If you hit E, it takes it away. So if you accidentally hit one, you're pressing E, will get rid of it, which I just did. So that's your first batch set. I've got to do it this way again because clearly. Oh, you've already got F5. It's this cool sound effect. Whatever that is. Well, that's assigned to F5. I don't know who was assigned that.
Okay. I guess I can do this later because my home homepage is about here. So.
Okay. Well, that's how you basically do it. Okay. You'll go into edit mode, you press the button, you press your F2 key, and then you'll go to the jingles folder, and then you go to, like, stingers or whatever to call those. And you should be all right. If you need help, let me know. All
right.
And we'll do what we need to do.
All right.
We'll catch you in a bit. If you want me to just do the MVDA at this end, let me just take it out. Hang on. There we go. You're out. There we go. You can do what you need to do now. No problem. We can address that later.
Yep. All right.
But we've got your main promos one set.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
No problem.